This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, G-Money?
Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
We have a lot to do today. We have jury duty coming up in just about 10 minutes. Your opinion helps us get the verdict. You can be part of that. Also, you can play Mo on Mo Knows Country. That happens this morning. Let's see, in about 20 minutes. That'll be at about 5:50 this morning. So get ready for that. Another chilly morning here in Houston. When's the rain come up?
Tonight.
Oh, is it tonight?
It is.
Okay. Also, today is Travel Tuesday deals. If this is like the new thing, you know, we had Black Friday.
Tell us, George, about the new thing. It's like the new TikTok dance.
It's like the new TikTok dance. Exactly right. We had Black Friday, yeah. And then came Cyber Monday. Mm-hmm. And now they have Travel Deal Tuesday.
Oh, so we're skipping Giving Tuesday?
It trumps Giving Tuesday. It does.
Oh, no. We stopped giving?
Give to yourself.
Isn't that what it's supposed to be, Giving Tuesday?
Yes. Okay. Giving Tuesday is
it's
today.
Canceled?
But yeah, Travel Deal Tuesday is a big day.
Got it, got it.
Oh, no.
My wife has been planning for this for a couple of weeks.
Oh, so. She's buying some, you buy plane tickets, I'm assuming?
No, you know what? Not only can you buy, like, plane tickets and hotels, but you can get a lot of, like, travel accessories. And you know Deanna, she loves a good gadget.
Yes. What's a travel accessory?
I'm thinking like a weight for your luggage.
It's like the thing that holds the phone while you're on the plane.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we have to have that on Tuesday.
Her big thing this year is a flat water bottle because the round water bottles don't fit in the back of the seats on the plane.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? F that. Give. Give today, please.
Buy yourself a trip today.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Let's get what's trending here in Texas. Here are the top three things people are going to be talking about all day today here on The Bull.
Number three.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but George, I could see you being a treasure hunter.
I could do a treasure hunt, yeah.
Some rich guy wrote a book called There's Treasure Inside, and he claims the book contains all the clues, puzzles, and maps needed to find treasure chests that he has hidden around the country. And so yesterday, this was all a buzz because $2 million worth of gold, gems, and a bunch of like valuable historic items from like famous people are inside these said treasure chests. Five of them across the United States. a national treasure hunt.
Whoa.
Go.
It seems like this happens like every like 10 years or so. We get a guy who writes a book and hides treasure. But I mean, it seems to work every time.
Does it?
Number two.
Get ready for another beautiful day. Starting out in the 40s. Highs only reaching 67 for our Tuesday. Tonight, though, that rain is rolling in. Just keep in mind that Wednesday. So tomorrow, Thursday, scattered rain. And that could continue through Saturday.
And the top story trending in Texas.
What in the Enron is going on, George? Put on your aluminum foil hat and tell me.
Oh, no.
One of America's most famous corporate downfalls, I would say, is getting some sort of second chance at life. Yesterday, so December 2nd, marked 23 years since Enron declared bankruptcy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And it was just like wild. 25,000 people lost their jobs, their pensions, like immediately. And it was big here in Houston because they had a headquarters here, right?
Okay.
But yesterday, Enron launched its website, paid for a full-page ad in the Chronicle, published at least two billboards, and produced like this promotional video touting the company. And no one knows, quote, what the hell is going on.
Whoa.
That was a quote from the defense attorney who still keeps in touch with the Enron executives that he once represented.
There are a lot of Houston people, that are still scarred by that.
You know, what is happening?
One of their office buildings was very close to the radio station here.
Oh, really?
In the Greenway area, yeah. So that's wild. I don't know if the... why would you name your company Enron, though? Like, if somebody is like, hey, we should start a company.
Yeah.
But then again, look at all the publicity there.
Yeah. Doing. Maybe they're the ones who found the treasure from the first story.
Thank you, Eric. I'm out.
It all
done.
Ties together.
That's it.
See, it's all a web all together. That's what's trending in Texas. The top things you're going to be hearing about all day today here on The Bull.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
It's the time of the morning that we get Bull Nation together to celebrate a little good news and also celebrate a little reminder that sometimes life has a way of reminding you that love and luck are always close by you, especially for 21-year-old Miles Jones. He said a simple act of remembrance turned into a moment that has changed his life. He was coming home from work last week when Miles stopped by the grocery store to buy flowers for his mom, his aunt, and his grandmother. Actually, it was more than just flowers. It was Miles' way to help them honor the anniversary of his grandfather's passing. He said, my grandpa passed away last year, and this was just kind of my gesture to make sure that my mom and aunt and grandmother felt like that somebody remembered him. And as fate would have it, Miles left the store with just more than flowers. He said he was waiting in a long line when he happened to look over and see a scratch-off lottery ticket. Well, he decided to throw that in with his flower order, and moments later, sitting in the parking lot in his car, the scratch-off had a $25,000 prize.
No way.
Kyle said he felt like it was more than just a coincidence. He said, quote, it was just really my grandpa looking out for me. He's already made plans to pay off his student debt, a gift that he had talked with his grandpa about before he passed away.
Amazing.
So a reminder that even the smallest gestures like honoring a loved one can lead to something big. So for Miles, with a future full of opportunity, can I get an amen this morning?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate. You could be our next 610 Amen, 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. Evidently, Mo is getting a cat. Is this like a birthday present? Mo, is this?
I am definitely. Mo, you were allergic to felines.
No, you were out of the studio, and Eric was just telling me that you're getting a cat.
Yeah.
You could not believe a word that man says.
No, you are. Listen, George, I saw the most adorable picture of Briggs. How old is Briggs?
He turned two weeks ago.
He's two, mm-hmm. And he's holding this kitty. It's an orange cat.
Yeah.
Up by its armpits.
I was going to say, he's kind of strangling it.
No, that's the way kids hold kitties. And he is so happy, George.
Yes.
So extremely happy, and I am 100% positive that she is not going to be able to look that little boy in the eyes and say no to him.
Oh, I do it every day.
So where was he with the cat? We were at the
Willis Spa and Resort, aka my in-laws' house, and they have a barn cat that just like stumbled upon their house, which happens, right? And so they started feeding it, so it keeps coming back. And Sailor, my three-year-old, found out about it, and she named him Samuel.
Oh, no, it's got a name, George.
See?
Samuel.
It's happening, Mo. It's happening.
In the Bible is Hannah's baby. Hannah is our nanny.
Oh, my goodness.
So she named it Samuel. I was like, okay.
Now, by the way, impressive for Sailor.
Very nice. Yes, she knows more of the Bible than her mother does. This is great. So we have Samuel now, and we check on him frequently just to make sure, as a barn cat, that they're still around. So going up for Thanksgiving, we're like, all right, is Samuel still there? Like, do we need to prep? Samuel was there. Samuel did not know what was coming when I brought my tots, because they were dragging this poor kitty around the ranch all weekend long.
That cat is happy, and that those kids are happy.
George, let me guess. Is it an orange tabby kind of cat?
Is that what you call this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Orange tabbies have the best disposition. They are the cat to have if you have kids. I'm just going to say, Mo, you made a good choice on getting a cat that is an orange tabby. How sweet.
When I tell you that I'm deathly allergic, like just being around my kids' clothes that have touched this cat, breaks me out in hives.
Look at his face, though.
Briggs has, one, a little devil face. Yes. But two, when he's holding this kitty, it is like...
No. I don't care. I would rub anything I'm allergic to all over my face
to make
him smile like that.
Yeah.
And I know you feel the same way. You were getting a cat.
No, I can't. I can't.
Wait. Could it be a garage cat?
A what?
A garage cat. If it's a barn cat, you wouldn't have to have it in the house. It could just hang out in your garage and it could play with it.
Is PETA okay with that?
I'm not sure that's socially acceptable anymore. But.
I'm okay with an outside animal like that, but then you feel bad and you want to bring it in when it's cold, and then that just gets tricky.
Yeah, I was going to say, we get one cold snap.
Correct.
And Samuel's living in the house with Hannah and the rest of the Bible characters.
Okay, are you going back up to Willis for Christmas?
Always, yes, always in Willis.
Okay, my prediction is, George, January, when we come back from vacation, Samuel is officially part of the family.
He's part of the family. I did already
buy him Christmas presents.
See? I told you. You started off saying, oh, heck no.
It's not coming in my
You've
house.
You've already got Christmas presents.
Well, again, if Samuel comes to live with you after Christmas, it's just another biblical prophecy come to pass. That's all it is.
Just ahead with George Molinaro.
Have you ever been your own doctor?
Yes, I have.
WebMD, if you will. We especially want to hear your stories, self-surgery, maybe self-doctoring. 713-881-5500. If you've ever fixed your own medical emergency, we want to hear from you. 713-881-5500.
Why do I feel like this is going to be all guy stories? That's what I think. This is a cautionary tale about how you should never, ever treat yourself at home. Well, unless you're Eric. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. I'm George. There's Mo. And there's the problem. Eric with a K.
Are we talking about his butt again? I'm over it.
We kind of are, yeah.
What did you do this time?
Eric has been sick for a while.
Oh, yeah. My word.
Yeah. I'm just going to come out and say it. I haven't had a bathroom break in 2 weeks. And for some reason, I feel like I know better than the doctors.
Right.
So we're taking calls 713-881-5500 at home medical procedures. Mine's not extreme, but we want to hear the extreme version.
I mean, yours is pretty extreme.
I was going to say, if you haven't been to the bathroom in 2 weeks, yes, that's pretty extreme.
You're trying some weird stuff.
They gave me a bunch of pills when I went to the ER a week ago. I said, hey, I still haven't gone. And they go, okay, here's all this medicine. But one of them was actually slowing down movement. Now, it was keeping me from hurting.
Right.
So I'm in a great deal of pain today because I have decided I don't need that pill.
What? Why did you even go to the doctor in the first place?
You took yourself off the medicine?
I did. And I am in such pain today. But hopefully that means that something is happening. I need something to happen, y'all.
Well, yeah, I think something's going to happen is what's going to be the problem here.
I need that very badly.
If,
so,
if during the show Eric disappears for about 10 minutes, we'll know what's going
We've
on.
We've been praying for that day.
Don't you think, Mo, this is mostly a guy thing, though?
I don't know.
Or do women do this?
I am hard to speak for the women on this one because I'm definitely a dude when it comes to going to the doctor. I hate getting an appointment. I hate dragging myself, let alone my children, into the doctor. Like, obviously, if it's an emergency, I'm going to go, but I would like to avoid it at all costs.
But again, I think the most of these, like, for instance, I mean, I've done a bunch of home medical procedures.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The last, and this was honestly like 2 months ago. I cut my thumb on a knife in the kitchen.
Right.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
And Deanna was like, ooh, that's pretty deep. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's no problem. Washed it off. A little super glue.
Yep.
Yeah.
That does it.
And put a little tape around it, healed it, and see, you can just barely see. You can just barely see
the
scar.
You're going to have a scar for life, though.
It's a story. Yeah. It's a story now. So it's like, why pay the deductible?
Fair.
Why go to a doctor,
I mean,
right?
I get it.
We want to know your crazy stories. Has this ever happened to you? Or, again, the plumber, anything there?
I'm sure. Self-doctoring and home surgery stories. 713-881-5500. Give them to us.
Yeah, we want to know them all because Eric has...
I know better than the doctors. I know better.
What are you doing back there?
I'm hurting. I'm hurting is what I'm doing.
Hang on, let's go to line four here on the morning bullpen.
Jarrett's on the phone in Dayton. Jarrett.
Hello.
With a name like that, I can only imagine what kind of crap you're doing in a back alley. Jarrett, what did you do?
Yeah, so I had a head injury. I had 12 staples and... instead of going back to the doctor, I had my wife help pull them out.
No! Oh, my gosh! Out of your head?
Jarrett.
Out of the head, yes.
Oh, my Lord. What did she use to pull them out?
Needle-nose pliers.
Wow, you're a match made in heaven. You deserve each other.
Still going strong.
Yeah, there's a lid for every pot, Jarrett.
That's right. Did self-doctoring and home surgery stories. Do you have one? 713-881-5500. 713-881-5500 on the bull. All right, you doing medical procedures at home? That's the question this morning. 713-881-5500. Medical procedures at home. Yes. We want to hear your story. Destiny is in Willis. Destiny, what happened?
Okay, so I'm almost 30 now, so it's about 15 years ago. It was actually in school. I was in shop class, and we were building like little bench stool things. We were using power tools because we were big kids. and I was bracing the piece of wood on the backside, because we were taught to brace where we're using the nail gun.
Okay, what happened?
So I didn't notice there was a knot on the back side of the wood.
Okay.
And knots have a fun little feature about them that they will redirect nail guns. So I had a 2-inch nail through like a 1/2-inch piece of wood and all the way through my thumb.
Oh!
You nailed a piece of wood to yourself?
Yeah.
Wait. The even worse part of this story is you treated yourself?
So I don't want to get this teacher in trouble, but we just decided the nurse wasn't necessary. So we got my thumb off of it. Was not delicate in any way.
Oh.
We super glued both sides of my thumb.
Yes.
And it was wrapped in duct tape for
okay.
the rest.
Okay, that's
cool. The good old days.
Yes.
That's what these
that's
were.
That's a story, Destiny.
That sounds... typically Texas here.
Stronger because of it.
Duct tape fixes exactly. everything.
It does, Larissa's on the phone in the Woodlands. Hey, Larissa, tell us your story.
Hi. So I did go to the doctor, and they said that I have an ingrown hair on my thigh. They were like, oh, it's fine. But it was hurting,
mm-hmm.
and it was red. So I was in the middle of been watching Grey's Anatomy. Oh. I was like, I can do this.
I'm a doctor.
Is a template and some lidocaine.
What?
So I went on Amazon, ordered some templates and some lidocaine, and just sliced my thigh and got the ingrown hair out.
Oh, God. I can't. Hang up on her.
Anytime your story starts with, I was watching Grey's Anatomy.
No, I love that.
Please hang up on her.
I decided I could do it. Larissa, you're the best. Thank you so much.
I can't.
All right. If you love that one, you're going to love this one.
Oh, no.
They're treating yourself at home. Christy is in Brookshire. Christy, tell me what happened.
Well, basically, unless you see bone or skin is flapping, you do it yourself.
Oh, okay.
If my kids would get hurt, and back then when they were kids, they didn't use the super glue like we use now.
Yeah.
So you just butterfly it.
Yourself.
What'd you do? Like specifically?
My kids.
Oh, anytime.
Do your kids all look like Frankenstein nowadays?
No. But see, okay, so let me... I used to be in the medical field, so that helps me.
Like what?
Oh, yeah, that
like
helps
you. Like you were, like, an actual doctor, or are you just, like, or a secretary in an office?
I didn't say. No.
Yeah, I was in the medical field.
She was a secretary.
Listen to me. I was in the medical field. Eric heard me correctly. You wanted to hear what you wanted to hear.
So wait, we got somebody who was like in accounting at a doctor's office because she was in the medical field.
She's got this.
And she's butterflying stitches into her child's head. All right, let's do one more. We got to get this story in because I'm dying to hear this story from Graham in Spring. You were cleaning up at a restaurant where you worked, and what happened, Graham?
Yeah, I really liked Christy's comment about skin flapping. So I got to the deep fryer by the time I was wiping off the counters, and the cover to the deep fryer was not quite on all the way. And someone had left the deep fryer on, so we're probably talking 450 degrees here of hot oil. And as I'm wiping it down, there went the cover to the deep fryer, and in went my hand.
What?
I pulled my hand out, and out came big bubbly skin on my left hand, and before you knew it, the skin was flapping and just peeling away.
Go away.
What'd you do?
Self-care, plenty of it, you know. Ran it under cold water, felt like needles, and proceeded to wrap, rewrap, and day at a time.
Are you fine now?
Pretty gross, actually. No, I have no use in my left hand, actually.
Are you serious? But it smells delicious,
no,
doesn't it?
Perfectly fine.
You're a pain in my butt.
Chicken fingers. Smells like chicken fingers.
Out of here.
Graham, you're the best. Self-medication, self-surgery. You got a story. We always want to hear it here on The Morning Bullpen.
You're listening to The Morning Bullpen with George Moe and Eric with a K.
And coming up, we've got jury duty.
How do we come back from chicken fingers?
One of us is cheating on their spouse. That's my opinion, but I will tell you the full story, and you can help us come up with a verdict, because that's how jury duty works, and it's coming up next.
All right, waking up on a beautiful Tuesday morning, but we're going to get some rain in here. Full forecast coming up, plus the top headlines trending in Texas just a couple of minutes away here on the Morning Bullpen. Right now, it's time for jury duty. We're just out here solving the world's problems. And Mo, the question this morning is...
Is it lying if you watch a TV show before your spouse and don't tell them?
Absolutely, yes, it is lying.
What?
Thank you.
Oh, come on.
It's akin to cheating.
That's exactly what I said! said, George.
Did you really?
Exact same words. Eric and I were about to fight over here.
She said you're doing something that you're not telling your spouse.
Yes, I'm just saying
that's right up there.
That is not lying.
He's withholding information, which is the same as lying.
Listen, we started the show Penguin on Max.
Is that a Batman thing?
It is, but it's not really related to Batman. Okay. There's no Batman in it. It's just Penguin. It's like a crime show.
Okay.
Called Penguin. And we started it together, mm-hmm. and I loved it. She was meh about it.
Okay.
So instead of like, babe, come on, let's watch Penguin. Let's watch Penguin. I sort of secretly watched it, and I'm not telling her.
Ah.
So whenever she wants to come back to it, I'll just pretend like I haven't seen it.
See, here's one thing, though, that you've told me something very important.
Yeah.
If your partner is not into something that you want to do.
Yeah.
And you have to go on your own and do it yourself, then I'm kind of okay with
that. No, she said, this is our show. We're going to watch
but
this
you
together.
Said she was mad about it.
She was mad about the first episode.
Still, they started it out. It was going to be their show. They were going to watch it together.
Yes,
but
correct.
But no, it's like she's not into it at all. She's not.
But
she's
no, really she didn't sign a release it. Saying, okay,
yeah,
carry
but
on
just
without
doing
me.
Doing it is not the same as enjoying it.
Is it lying?
Is it lying?
If you watch a TV show before your spouse and don't tell them.
She's going to come back to it. She tells me that this is our show, uh-huh. and I have watched it without her.
Okay. All right. I'm about to change my mind here. Let's find out what the jury has for us this morning. Mo, go to juror number one.
That's Brianna in Houston. Hey, Brianna, is it lying if you watch a TV show before your spouse and don't tell them?
Yes, of course it is lying.
Thank you.
What? No, I'm just not telling her.
I want to find out that they started a show without me.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
100%.
As a matter of fact, Brianna would walk out today if she found that out.
What else are you lying about, Eric?
That's what we want to know. Tracy's in Magnolia. Tracy, good morning. Is it lying to watch a TV show that your wife has told you?
Hey, George, stop bleeding.
I'm sorry. I'm bleeding the witness. Is it lying to watch a TV show and not tell your spouse?
It is lying by omission. Ooh, absolutely.
Lying by omission.
Look at
no.
these ladies lined up on the phone omission. Right now for jury duty.
Omission is different than lying.
Thank you, Tracy. We're doing this for Eric's wife. Let's go. Leslie's on the phone in Conroe. She's a streaming machine. Leslie, welcome to jury duty. Is it lying if you watch a TV show before your spouse and don't tell them?
Yes, it's backstabbing. She literally told you it's our show.
So when you go and
play that video, and it starts off where you ended and not where y'all ended.
Do you want to continue watching episode 13?
No, what? But here's the thing, Leslie.
We were on 7.
She was like, hey, let's take a pause on that. We'll come back to it together. And I was like, no, I love it. I want to watch
watch more.
So I just
see. But you also have quality time.
Yes, but we'll do that quality time, Leslie.
You.
And I'll go, wow, that turn at episode 4 was so amazing, wasn't it?
You're a liar.
Wow, we experienced that together
Angelina
for the first time.
Angelina is on the phone in Richmond.
I don't think you're a good actor, though.
We know. We got it, Leslie.
By the way, if there is a marriage counselor in the audience this morning, you just stay on speed dial for us. Okay, go ahead. Angelina is in Richmond this morning. You say you have Disney Plus. So here's the question this morning.
Is it lying if you watch a TV show before your spouse and don't tell them?
So it's lying by omission. But at the same time, he said point blank just now that when she goes to watch it later, he's going to pretend that he hasn't seen it yet.
Exactly.
So he's setting himself up to lie specifically. Oh, I've never seen this before.
He's lying by omission now,
and he's digging his hole deeper.
No,
to her face later.
I'm going to give her the experience of watching it with me.
Fraud.
It's for her. It's like
while
a little
pretending
white lie.
That you've never seen it before.
It's like
Angelina,
a Christmas lie.
It's like a little white lie. It's for her benefit that I'm lying.
Admitting that you're lying to her.
Okay, all
my
right,
lady
bye,
showed
bye.
Up.
You just said it.
Showed up today.
Yeah, these are all women. You're
we
right.
Have
all right,
your all right. wife's all right. back.
We do have one man on the phone with us. Bear is in Pearland. Bear, is it lying if you watch a show and don't tell your spouse that you went ahead and watched it?
Eric, I'm sorry, but I hope you got a good divorce attorney.
Whoa, 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 whoa. It's just a TV show.
Okay, all right. So
it was unanimous.
Do I need to even hit the gavel this morning?
Yeah.
All right, the gavel.
Is it lying if you watch a TV show before your spouse and don't tell them? The answer is yes.
Wow.
All right.
Lying by omission. I am omitting to say a couple of things to y'all right now.
Yeah, but yes, but that's to save the license. That's not lying. It's jury duty, and we do it every morning here on The Bull. All right, we're trying to get in the holiday spirit. I mean, Christmas just around the corner. I'm not sure this is going to do it, but a conversation we got to have with Mo coming up at 7:50 this morning here on 100.3 The Bull. Right now, it's time for our 10-minute tune. We do this every morning. Eric has this amazing ability to take a suggestion by you and turn it into a song. But Mo, it has to start with suggestions for him to choose from.
And that's why you call us, 713-881-5500. Let's start with Matt. He's in Porter. Hey, Matt, what would you like Eric to sing about?
When you go to a restaurant with a drive-thru and they forget at least one thing.
Happens pretty much every time.
All right. Joe Pesci just flashed in my brain, and I was like, if Matt says the Joe Pesci quote, then we're in trouble here this morning. But so they always forget something at the drive-thru.
Yeah.
What's your favorite place to drive through?
McDonald's.
Okay.
Got it. All right. All right, Matt, thank you. I appreciate it this morning. They forget something at the drive through.
Got it.
713-881-5500. We want to know your suggestions. Go to line 5.
Rebecca's on the phone in Cyprus. Hey, Rebecca, what should I sing about today?
Well, I think, especially this time of year, we need to sing about substitutions or alternative curse words.
Oh, you must have been around my toddlers last night.
Right. I mean, I know I need it. I have a 6-year-old, and I have learned how inappropriate I actually am at home because they are now repeating.
So you've had to replace your curse words.
I need to. Yes, please help me.
All right, what's your favorite one?
Probably Judas Priest.
Stop.
George, what's your favorite?
Yes. My placement curse words. Placement curse words? Dagnabbit.
Good one. Good one.
That feels so George.
Right.
To me.
Banana muffin. That's a good one too.
I love this topic, Rebecca. This is hilarious.
It's a good one. It's necessary.
All right, Rebecca. Thank you. Good suggestion today.
Thank you. Have fun with it.
Jager. Is it Jagger or Jaeger?
It's Jagger, George.
It's Jagger. Okay,
he's
sorry.
In LaPorte.
Okay.
Jagger, what would you like Eric to sing about?
I want Eric to sing about how HEBs are always crowded on Sundays.
Oh.
Yes, you're
right. That is a rookie move. You never go to HEB on a Sunday. What are you doing, Jagger?
Which is, I go with my mom to shop for the week.
Oh.
Okay, well, we need to talk to your mom then, because that's a rookie move to go to the grocery store on a Sunday. So. Okay, no,
so
I like
cute.
That.
That's adorable.
I like that. All right, Jagger, thank you so much. All right, Eric, you have 3 really good suggestions this morning.
Yeah, these are all.
Forget you at the drive through.
Yep.
Replacement curse words for kids.
Yep.
And then Jaeger wanted HEB.
His name's Jacker, George.
I think we can all relate to every single one of these. Most relatable suggestions ever.
So,
but I think I want to fit Dag Nabbit into a song somewhere. So let's do replacement curse words.
Okay. All right. That's going to be our topic this morning. Let's see what he does. What can he create in 10 minutes? Find out next on The Morning Bullpen. It's The Morning Bullpen and time to find out what Eric has created. We had a call a little bit earlier about replacement curse words.
Yes, it was Rebecca in Cyprus that had a 6-year-old.
And she said she had learned, what did she said she had learned just how?
It was an actor name that she used, right?
It was just, it was like,
I don't remember.
It was like, she said, I just realized how inappropriate I am because my 6-year-old's repeating everything.
Oh, and the text messages, George, y'all have some interesting words that you use.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I can't say any of them because they're all too close for comfort.
Too close for comfort.
It makes me wonder, hi, Eric, how are you going to do this song?
It's going to be, I would say the difficulty level of this song is in the top 5% I've ever done.
Do you want me to make a certificate?
It's maybe after. Okay. Maybe after.
All right. We'll see.
I will deserve it if I can pull this off. Okay. So I just saw Moana 2 with the kids over the weekend. Everybody went to the movies, you know? And so I'm going to do it in the style of the first Moana.
Okay.
For all the parents out there who have to replace their curse words.
Okay.
In the style of You're Welcome, the one The Rock sings.
Yes.
Okay. All right. This is our 10-minute tune and what Eric has created today.
I stubbed my pinky toe. I'm face to face with pain and it hurts. I am about to cuss and swear, but my little kid is standing there. What can I say except dagnabbit, fart knocker, and shit talkie? I don't curse out loud, I shout fudge nuggets, Judas Priest, son of a monkey. I could go on and on, I could say words, even all of the dirty ones, but I don't curse because I'm a parent, so I just scream, Liberty Gibbet, son of a biscuit, William Shatner, cheese and rice, mother, father, son of a gun, crud, frack, holy cow, poop, crap, 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 crap. What can I say except dagnabbit? Ow, dang it. What can I say except dagnabbit?
All right, the mother father gave me a little bit of applause.
No, stop every time. I can't. Heart palpitations.
Woo! Kentucky also.
Stop. Just stop.
Very well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for the suggestion this morning. If you want to download that, by the way, you can always get our 10-minute tunes. You can find them on our Odyssey app. It's where we have our podcast. The easiest way to get it. Download the Odyssey app. Go to the Morning Bullpen Podcast. Like it, and you'll get notified every time we do a 10-minute tune.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
George has a horrible idea. He wants to play a new game called Mo's Host.
Play what?
Mo's Host. He said he is going to explain the game, but let me prepare you. You are not going to win.
What?
You can team up with me if you want to lose. 713-881-5500. I'm telling you, I know country, but Mo's Host, you're not going to win.
Mo's what?
713-881-5500. We'll play Mo's Host. Come on.
I'll explain. Emily's on the phone in Tomball. Emily, what are you calling in to play this morning?
Mo's Hose.
That's exactly right.
My girl.
It's Mo's Hose, and here's the way it works. I am so convinced because Mo doesn't watch movies. Okay. You sleep through movies.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Have all of your life.
My whole life.
Mo never watches movies. So my bet is this, that Mo cannot identify a single ho out of a ho-ho-ho from a Christmas movie.
Oh, no chance. No, so you're going to play audio.
I'm going to play audio of a ho-ho-ho from a Christmas movie.
Wait a minute.
It's one that you'll know away.
You think that you, George, and you, Eric, would know these?
I haven't heard them. So
by a ho?
You know what? I'll write them down. I'll write my answers down and see how close I get. I bet I'll even put $20 on each right answer.
If I get it right?
If you get it right, whoever's on the phone will get $20.
Oh, right.
There's no chance.
Emily, is that okay with you if you get some cash?
I'm going to win you some money, girl.
Okay, you're down with Mo's Hoes?
Mo.
Yeah.
I'm down with Mo's Hoes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My girl, let's do this.
All right, so here's what's going to happen. I'm going to play a ho-ho-ho, okay?
Yes.
And you have to tell me, Mo, if you can identify
I'll say the name
Mo's
of the movie.
Hose.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, you ready? All right, here's the first one this morning.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, easy. Don't help her, Emily.
Emily.
You all know it?
Oh, Emily, don't tell her. No, don't tell her. Hang on. Don't tell her. Mo.
Yes.
Do you know that ho?
Home Alone.
It is not Home Alone.
I heard the explosion.
It is not Home Alone. Emily, what is it?
A Christmas Story.
And look what I wrote down, Mo.
Eric got it right.
Yeah.
Christmas Story.
Christmas Story. Now that, sorry, you're out $20, Emily.
Sorry about that, Emily. You don't win Mo's Hose today. Colin is on the phone. Hi, Colin. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're ready to play?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Where my hose at? Mo, let's go.
This is called Mo's Hose. All right. Eric, same $20 up for grabs?
Yeah, Colin. Now, you can't do anything. You can't help her. But if Mo gets it right, I'll pay you $20 because she doesn't know a single hoe.
Yes, Mo, I need lunch. You better get those $20.
Okay, let's go. I'm ready.
Mo, do you know this hoe?
Ho. Ho. Ho.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, I know this one.
Oh, you know this
one.
Really? Okay, all right. You know this one.
It's the Grinch. It's not. It sounded like Jim Carrey.
No. It's not the Grinch. Colin, do you know that one? Do you know those hoes?
I want to say that sounds like Tim out.
Actually, Eric, you want to tell him what it was?
Is it from Die Hard?
It is from Die Hard.
I thought that wasn't a Christmas movie.
Yep, yeah, that's listen, a bad guy. Listen again. You'll hear it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's Hans Gruber. That's who that is.
Yeah, right that. Yep, there it is.
Oh, right. Now I know that it's Hans Gruber.
Colin's out $20.
Sorry,
all
Colin.
Right, we're playing Moe's Hoes. We got one more here this morning. Andrew's on the phone. Andrew, are you ready to identify some hoes?
I am, and not to put too much pressure on you, Moe, but today is my birthday, so you gotta come through for me today.
Great cash. If she can correctly identify these hoes on Moe's Hoes here on the Morning Bullpen.
Ooh, that one's hard.
Y'all do not know that one.
Wait, can you play that again?
Yeah. This one, you will kick yourself for not
knowing. It's Andrew's birthday. I got to do it for him. It's a Miracle on 37th Street.
First of all, it's 34th Street.
Yep, you were a couple streets off.
Technicality. Is it right?
But that may have happened.
Is it right?
No. Andrew, do you know that one?
For whatever reason, that sounds like one of the old Rodgers and Hammerstein movies. I'm thinking Santa Claus is Coming to Town,
but I'm probably wrong.
Is it really?
Wow.
That is pretty amazing.
You're joking.
Mo didn't know those hoes.
Y'all, this is a setup. All those people, they were not real.
Wow, Andrew.
That's not real. There's no way he pulled that out of nowhere.
Andrew, you know what? Stay on hold. I'm going to Venmo you lunch money for your birthday. Because that was awesome, Andrew.
You pulled one over on me.
All right, Andrew, then just you get to say on the way out of here, I know Moe's Hoes.
Don't say that.
Say it, Andrew.
All right, I'm sorry, Mo, but I do know these hoes, and Mo does not know these hoes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's not real. Y'all are joking.
No. It's the Christmas spirit, Mo.
I do not.
I mean, anytime you can get that in.
You're so mean to me.
Thanks for playing along on Moe's Hoes.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Hey, let's head to Liberty this morning where Bonnie is hanging out and hoping she can take $100 from Mo. Bonnie, this is how you get the cash.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Bonnie, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
Yeah. It is Mo's money. Tell her to get out of here, Bonnie, and let's get this game started, okay?
Get out of here, Mo.
Good luck, my love.
Good luck.
Five country-related trivia questions, and Bonnie, they start right now. Question number one. Both Lainey Wilson and Shaboozy performed on Thanksgiving Day during halftime shows of this sport. What sport?
Football.
Question number two. What in the neon moon? Billboard's top 100 country singers of all time just came out, and they ranked Taylor Swift ahead of this duo.
Brooks and Dawn.
Question number three. I Never Lie is turning into another big hit for this singer. Is it A, Zach Top, B, Zach Bottom, or C, Zach Middle?
Zach Top.
Question number four. This musical mother-daughter duo had hits in the 80s and early 90s, including Mama, He's Crazy. Name them.
Name the answer, Ronnie.
The Judge.
Question number five. He should have been a president? Who jokingly announced their run for president during a concert in 2018, promising free beer and country music for all.
Toby Keith.
All right, let's get Mo back in. Find out what she's up against today on Mono's Country.
Bonnie answered every question with a question mark at the end of her answer, but it didn't matter because she got all five.
Oh, not today.
I'm sorry, Mo.
It's all right. That's very impressive.
Mo, I can't give you the answer till the end, okay?
Yeah.
All right, question number one. Mm-hmm. Both Lainey Wilson and Shaboozy performed on Thanksgiving Day during halftime shows for this sport.
Football.
Question number two.
Okay.
What in the neon moon? Mm-hmm. Billboard's top 100 country singers of all time list just came out, and it ranked Taylor Swift ahead of this duo.
Neon Moon is Brooks and Dunn.
Question number three.
Okay.
I Never Lie is turning into a big hit for this singer. Is it A, Zach Top, B, Zach Bottom, or C, Zach Middle?
Zach Top.
Question number four.
Let's go.
This musician mother-daughter duo had hits in the 80s and early 90s, including Mama, He's Crazy. Name them.
Mother-daughter is the lady is...
Uh-oh.
Oh, crap. What's their... Oh, Judds. Their last name's the Judds. Naomi and Ashley are one of them. The Judds.
And question number five,
yes.
Mo. He should have been
Wynonna was the other one.
Question number five.
Sorry.
He should have been a president? Who jokingly announced their run for president during a concert in 2018, promising free beer and country music for all?
Oh, goodness. Should have been a cowboy makes me think you're talking about Toby Keith.
All right, Mo, question number one, football was correct.
That was weirdly worded.
Yeah. Question number two, Brooks and Dunn?
Yes.
Also correct. Okay. They were behind Taylor Swift on
that
list. Crazy.
A joke.
Question number three, Zach Top, Bottom, is the correct answer.
I'm going to tell him he called him that.
I'm sure he's heard that joke before.
Question number four, mother-daughter duo? We'll come back to that
one. No, wait,
Question number five, was Toby Keith?
Yes.
And question number four, was the Judd. So you
bless America.
That means she kept her money, Bonnie, because ties go to Mo. I'm so sorry.
I understand why you questioned everyone, sister. I get it.
That's okay. That's okay.
Bonnie, you know what you got to say to get out of here.
This is Bonnie from Liberty and Mo's No Country.
She does, and you'll get a chance to play her. 8:20 tomorrow, $100 up for grabs on Mo Knows Country, only on The Bull.